This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, November 29th. God's word for you today is add, not subtract. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2, and it says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. When God says enlarge the place of your tent, there are implications of the concept of the tent and the enlargement thereof. Over the next few days, we will look at five of such implications of tent and the enlargement thereof. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible talks about a man called Jabal and describes him as the father of such as dwell in tents. In other words, Jabal pioneered and was a progenitor of dwelling in tents. We also know that the patriarchs of faith were tent dwellers. So when God says, enlarge the place of your tent, God is speaking to us as tent dwellers, as people who understand what it is to dwell in tents. But we are not tent dwellers. We live in houses made from brick, mortar, wood, plaster, and stones. When God says, enlarge the place of your tent, what does that mean? How are you going to do that? Are you going to break into your neighbor's house? With a mindset of brick and mortar, we cannot begin to understand what God means when he says, enlarge the place of your tent. The first thing we need to know about the tent and the enlargement thereof is a cumulative increase of influence. What does that mean? From Jabal to all the other tent dwellers, they rarely built bigger tents when their household increased. They hardly pulled down their existing tents to build a bigger tent. What they did was expand the existing tent. How? They take another material and add it to the existing tent. How does that apply to you and me? God is saying, do not abandon your current influences, for the new influences is giving you. For instance, a lot of people who emigrate from Nigeria abandon Nigeria. Do not do that. If God has called you to another nation or you are emigrating, to enlarge the place of your tent means do not burn your bridges in Nigeria. Do not abuse everybody, your neighbor and your boss, because you have a Ghanaian visa. Do not do that. Do not say that because God has blessed you with a new job, a better job that pays 10 times more than your current job, so you abuse your bosses and walk out the door. Who needs them anyway? No, that is not the heart or the attitude of enlargement. It is a cumulative increase of influence. The doors that are opening to you for enlargement are not for the abandonment of your current positioning. You have to have the capacity to hold down your current position and expand the place of your tent. And this applies to other areas of your life as well. Let us pray. Father, my enlargement will result in increased influence and not burnt bridges. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.